Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh talking with Ellie Helmkamp and Amber Wetzel of Guthrie Center Elementary about the ACGC School District receiving the 2018 Relay for Life School of Hope Award. What did ACGC, the school district, do to achieve this award?
Well, I believe ACGC received this award because all buildings in our district are involved. Guthrie Center Elementary and Adair Casey both do change wars each spring. The high school's involved with their Coaches versus Cancer events, pink outs, other things that we've done in the past. So just the fact that all of our buildings in the district are actively involved in fundraising for Relay for Life is part of why we received this award.
How much did you raise in this past year for Relay for Life?
At the elementary team, our GC Little Chargers, we raised over $2,500.
And you mentioned the change wars. How many years have you been doing that?
We've actually been doing it off and on for quite a while. I was on the committee once upon a time when we started doing the change wars, and I was involved in it for several years, and then there were a few years that we didn't do it because someone else took over. But since 2010, when we've done it, we've raised over $15,000 just at the elementary doing the change wars.
Okay, and that's just cumulatively over all that time, you mean?
Yeah, since 2010. The last 8 years are total.
And the Little Chargers, is that a specific group designated for fundraising for Relay for Life?
Correct. So as you might know, the Relay for Life has different teams. And then within those teams, there's the team captains and team members. So just one of the teams we have is the GC Little Chargers. Adair Casey, they also have their own team, AC Little Chargers.
And how have you both been involved with fundraising for Relay for Life?
So we're both a part of the GC Little Chargers, our building committee for Relay for Life. But last year for the 2018 Relay for Life, we were both co-leads for the Guthrie County.
And why did you both take it upon yourselves to have such a large role in fundraising with the schools?
So we both kind of have different stories. I guess my reason for joining this and taking this role on was I personally had cancer really affect my life personally. With my dad when I was younger, he had Hodgkin's lymphoma, and then I currently have a grandma that's going through leukemia. I've helped out with the Carroll area Relay for Life, too. I've been helping with the Luminaries for a couple years with that.
With the elementary schools, for a topic such as cancer and, you know, something that might be a little bit beyond their comprehension, how do you think they have taken to this cause, and what do you think is going through their heads as they're doing the change wars and all that?
Some of the students, they're young, they don't necessarily understand what cancer is, but, you know, there's a large majority in the school that they personally know someone who has been affected by cancer. So one of the things we do just to kind of make it more personal, we've had a Tree of Hope in the past where students can bring in a picture of someone that they've either lost to cancer or a loved one or a friend that they know that's currently going through cancer, and we put those just to kind of put a face to the disease.
And how do you think they felt about receiving the School of Hope Award?
I think they were excited about it. We have it on display at the elementary right now, and we made sure to put it out. We received it just shortly before parent-teacher conferences, so we were able to display the award just with a sign so that parents realize that, you know, all the money that they've been sending to school, that it kind of did pay off, you know, that it didn't go unnoticed, I guess, when they have supported our Relay for Life fundraising.
With the Coaches versus Cancer events and with the Change Wars and other fundraising events that goes on in ACGC, why do you think ACGC is so committed to fundraising for Relay for Life?
I think just we've had such an increase in cancer diagnoses. It seems, you know, Ellie shared her story a little bit. I'm involved in Relay for Life. How it's affected my life is both of my husband's parents died of cancer within 1 year of each other. So now that I'm a mother myself and I have children, you know, that never were able to meet their grandparents, and just the fact that, you know, there's so many cases of children cancer diagnosis also that, you know, just hoping that for my children's sake and for all the students here in the building that they never have to hear the words, you have cancer, or that it will, you know, personally affect them. So just to kind of help raise awareness is part of the reason why we're committed, not just as a committee, and there are five of us teachers that are on the committee here at the building. In the past, we've had students on the committee as well, some that have had parents that they've either lost to cancer or that were currently fighting cancer. So we've just kind of continued that each year, getting new ideas and getting student input on the fundraising that we do.
How did it feel to receive the award at the American Cancer Society Leadership Conference that recently happened? And how do you think that maybe inspired you to keep forward with fundraising for Relay for Life?
You know, it was a really rewarding experience being able to get up in front of other people that are very actively involved in Relay for Life and accept this award on behalf of ACGC schools. Just, you know, all the time and dedication that we have put in, it's just really, really made it worthwhile and kind of, you know, given us encouragement to continue on the committee and continue to do the fundraising.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Ellie Helmkamp and Amber Wetzel of Guthrie Center Elementary about the ACGC School District receiving the 2018 Relay for Life School of Hope Award. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.